Packers fans, welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined this morning by our live blog director, John Rahor. We are talking some Green Bay Packers football. Title of today's episode, and down the stretch they come. A reference to several Green Bay Packers being spotted at the Kentucky Derby this past weekend. Well, we knew Aaron Rodgers was going to be there. He attended the posh Barnstable Brown pre-Kentucky Derby party, as he has several times now, and they included him in a press release weeks ago, so we knew he was going to be there. Also joined by the likes of A.J. Hawk and Clay Matthews. Clay Matthews attending the Maxim party. A.J. Hawk attending the Julep party, along with his wife, Laura Hawk, and his brother-in-law, Brady Quinn, Laura Hawk's brother. So that's the deal that was going down in Kentucky this past weekend. And of course, the horse, I'll have another, winning the Kentucky Derby. Did you pick the correct horse? I remarked to my wife this past weekend. I thought that this Derby had probably, a lot of people probably picked this horse just based upon name alone. Aficionados of alcoholic beverages everywhere probably rallied behind the horse. I'll have another! Without knowing anything about it. Without even knowing it won the Santa Anita Derby prior to winning the Kentucky Derby. But I could see that happening in my head. A lot of people rallying behind that horse. But good weekend of horse racing. I love the Kentucky Derby. But we'll try to focus here on the Green Bay Packers this morning. Another reason we titled this show today, And Down the Stretch They Come, because And Down the Stretch They Come, as far as the off-season workouts wrapping up, or at least the dead part of the offseason wrapping up a little bit, because starting this upcoming weekend, starting Friday, the Packers will be practicing. You're going to see some on the field action. Well, really, fans aren't going to see it. The media, I think, gets a peek at it one day this weekend. I don't even think they get a peek at it the whole time. But rookie orientation camp this upcoming weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think they even probably come into town Thursday. In fact, one thing to potentially put on your calendars, usually the Packers like to have a press conference with their first-round draft choice before rookie orientation camp. They have in the past, at least. No guarantees here, but I think you're probably going to be looking at a press conference with first-round draft choice Nick Perry on Thursday. Very possibly something that'll be streamed live at Green Bay at Packers.com, the team's official website, like they do most of their press conferences. So look forward to that on Thursday of this week. And then practices Friday, Saturday, Sunday. At least the media will be covering the practices. We'll have stories coming out of the Packers locker room, not only with the draft choices, but the undrafted rookies and even the tryouts as well. So that to look forward to. Down the stretch they come. Time is coming here they start the practice routine, and shortly after that, in the months of May and then June, the OTAs begin, in which the rookies will join the rest of the team, the veterans, and, mini camp after that, practices getting underway. So have some football to start talking about how these rookies are fitting into the team, what their roles will be. And always an interesting time. I had a very interesting thought to myself just lately. I might have to flesh this out in a blog post at some point if I have the time. We'll see. But one interesting thought that came to mind lately is the role of new Packers draft choice second rounder Jarrell Worthy, a defensive lineman out of Michigan State, and the large role he's going to have to play as a rookie. The thinking from me was, I thought as soon as they picked him, Jarrell Worthy would play a fairly big role on the team. He's, you know, their second draft choice. They obviously thought a lot of him to draft him in the second round, trade up for him. In fact, I thought, you know, at the very minimum right away, he would be one of those guys who would play on passing downs. He's known as a penetrator, known as a good pass rusher. So he's the type of guy who would come into the game, you know, on passing downs, second and long, third and long, you know, even third and medium, any fourth and long, if need be, and the team isn't punting. You know, the type of guy who's going to come in, play against the pass, and hopefully create some havoc. But the recent suspensions, you know, this past week of Tony Hargrove, and not only Tony Hargrove, but go back before that, Mike Neal suspended for the first four games of the season for supposedly, apparently using performance-enhancing drugs. And then Hargrove for his part in Bountygate, which, albeit, it can be appealed. Apparently, he had 3 days to appeal it from... When did that come down? Thursday? Thursday, the ruling, or was it Wednesday? That the news came out that Hargrove would be suspended, had 3 days to appeal it. So let's see, if it came out on Wednesday, that'd be Thursday, Friday, Saturday. By Saturday, he had to appeal it. Not to say that the appeal took place then, but that's when he had to notify the commissioner at least. And so Hargrove at some point here will be appealing, and who knows, I'm doubting he's going to get any decreased playing time. Just based upon the appeals by the coaches, Sean Payton, etc., Joe Vitt, Mickey Loomis, the general manager, none of their appeals got any leniency involved there from Roger Goodell. So I don't expect Tony Hargrove to get any either. But who knows? Who knows? But regardless, you know, getting back to the point, on Jarrell Worthy here, he's going to have to play probably a bigger role than I perhaps expected right away because of the suspensions to Mike Neal, to Tony Hargrove. Now you've got Jarrell Worthy, who's going to have to play, assuming the Packers stick with their 3-4 defense, which has been quite a bit of debate lately, whether the Packers will actually be running a 3-4 defense anymore, seeing as how everybody they drafted seems to fit a 4-3 defense better. I don't think that, you know, that anything will happen there. I don't think you're going to see any big changes. Maybe they do play some sort of a hybrid defense a little bit. But anyway, the point I'm getting to here, Jarrell Worthy, when the Packers do play the base 3-4, or even, you know, if they do go to a 4-3, he'll be playing some major snaps, more than just a pass rush specialist. You know, he's going to play in the base defense. He's going to have to play in the short yardage and goal line defense type of situations. Jarrell Worthy's going to be on the field quite a bit, at least until Mike Neal and, Tony Hargrove come back from suspension. And who knows? I mean, Jarrell Worthy impresses. He might even keep those guys off the field, you know, at least to an extent. You know, certainly you would think that they'd get on the field in a limited role or, you know, some sort of rotational basis. But Jarrell Worthy going to be playing a lot of, going to get a lot of playing time as a rookie. And right away, I mean, they are going to throw the book at him, the playbook, as it were, you know, to get him ready. They're going to be just working his tail off from the get-go. You know, normally they could probably take, you know, most rookies and give them the playbook and piecemeal and kind of bring them along slowly. You know, guys who aren't going to play major roles their rookie year and aren't ready to play major roles their rookie year. You know, like probably most of the Packers rookies, with the exception of Nick Perry and maybe Jarrell Worthy here, the rest of them probably brought along a little more slowly. But, you know, they know that week one of that regular season, they're going to be relying on Jarrell Worthy. You know, they're going to be relying on him to play major snaps because Mike Neal and Tony Hargrove apparently can, well, not apparently, they can. They can take part in all the practices here. You know, right now, the off-season program, OTAs, minicamp, they can participate in training camp. But then the regular season starts, they're gone. They can't even be, you know, in the locker room. They can't even be at Lambeau Field at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. They got to stay away from the team for the duration of their suspension. So, you know, even though they can take part in training camp, take part in the preseason, you know, their snaps are going to still be somewhat limited just because they got to get Jarrell Worthy ready. And the rest of the defensive linemen as well. Yeah, you know, they drafted the defensive lineman from the University of Iowa, Mike Daniels. You know, they're going to have to get him ready as well. I mean, probably to a lesser extent. But, you know, there you go. Comment here from John Rahor on the live blog talking about Tony Hargrove's suspension here. The question what happens in the meantime isn't yet relevant for Hargrove. The terms of his punishment state that he continued to participate in the Packers' offseason program, organized team activities, minicamp, training camp, and even preseason games. His suspension wouldn't begin until week one of the regular season, so he has 4 months of flexibility before the timing of the appeals process becomes an issue. No doubt about it. You know, it's I think, you know, the Packers could, if they wanted to, just cut Tony Hargrove right now, seeing as he, you know, is not going to play a major role with the Packers this year, or, you know, potentially missing up to half the season. And there is a line of thinking where maybe you cut him now. I mean, why keep a guy around who's all he's going to do is take snaps away from younger players who need that time, who need the experience? I can see that, definitely. But here you go, the flip side of the coin. Why cut him now when all of a sudden at week eight, you know, this is a game of football. Injuries have a way of occurring. You keep him around, you have him for the last half of the season, and now all of a sudden you need a defensive lineman, you know, at that point in the year, somebody gets injured. You got one with Tony Hargrove. So there you go. And he's fresh. You know, he won't have played the first half of the season. He's ready for the stretch run. Albeit it'll probably take him a little bit of time to get acclimated again after the break, after the bye, get time to get back to playing shape. But, you know, maybe he'll be peaking right around the end of the season. So there you go. Comment from Mark on the live blog. I'd rather want an angry, fresh Hargrove by week eight for a playoff run. So, you know, I think they keep him around for that very reason. He doesn't take up a roster spot during his suspension. Although, again, here's the other the flip side here. The negative is that if the Packers do want Tony Hargrove after suspension, they're going to have to make room for him. And that means they're going to have to cut somebody after week eight. And that's not really an appealing situation to the Packers, you know. They're going to have to cut. I mean, maybe it just so happens to work out that somebody will go on injured reserve that week. But, I mean, that's no guarantee. You can't count on that. So, you know, really, really interesting. John Rahor comments on the live blog, wouldn't it be ironic if Neil was cut to make room for Hargrove? That would be, wouldn't it? Who knows what's going to happen, but, you know, there's been speculation that the Packers will cut ties with Mike Neal as well. I personally, again, don't think they will. You know, I think you give him one last chance here, Mike Neal, to prove himself. I mean, all of a sudden, what if he just clicks, you know, now in his third year in the NFL, and he comes out like gangbusters during training camp, and he comes back from his suspension, and he's ready to be a factor. It, you know, tough to cut ties with him if he's ready to bust out and be at least a contributing member of the team. Could happen. So, I you know, I just don't know if you know, who knows? That's my speculation here. Who knows? Maybe Neil will never be anything more than he's been already. He suffers another injury or just as continually ineffective as he was this past season. You know, then, you know, maybe, he, you know, they cut ties. So, comment from Mark on the live blog, winner Wilson will be cut. And, you know, those guys, Jerry Swin, C.J. Wilson, prior to this point, have just been role players. You know, average guys, if not even below average. And they'll be fighting for their jobs for the last roster spot on the defensive line. I'll tell you, though, it does only help Jarius Winn and C.J. Wilson, these suspensions as well. You know, if the Packers are looking for a little depth on the defensive line, at least to begin with, those guys could be sticking around. I tend to think, you know, between the two, I think C.J. Wilson has a better chance of sticking around than Jarius Winn. And not that that means a whole lot. He's got, C.J. Wilson is 1 year younger, at least in terms of NFL experience, and he's the better run stuffer. All of a sudden, the Packers have made, you know, this you know, they made this determination that they need pass rushers on the defensive line. They've gotten these penetrators. They got Tony Hargrove in free agency. They signed Jarrell Worthy and Mike Daniels. Now they need somebody to stuff the run. And C.J. Wilson, among the defensive linemen, these leftovers at least, you know, he might be the best at that. So, Jarius Winn, he was a starter at times this past season, but, you know, he's really going to have to step it up if he wants to keep a roster spot. So, anyhow, you know, other news that happened this past weekend, included in the Packers Daily Links this morning here at Cheesehead TV, scout Alonzo Highsmith was promoted from a regional scout for the Packers to their senior personnel executive. And what I think that means, and by no means am I speaking for the Packers here, but Alonzo Highsmith, a former NFL player, a great college football player, will be going from the field, you know, the type of guy who's continually attending college football games and pro days, you know, spending a lot of time on the road. And I don't know how these scouts do it, how you can be a professional scout in the National Football League, something all of us would probably love to do for a living. but on the other side, the negative, how do these guys have a family life when you're constantly on the road? You know, I would love to be a professional football scout, I suppose, but, you know, but then consider that never be at home, or at least not as much as you certainly would like to be, you know, taking you away from that. But that's what Alonzo Highsmith's getting now. Now it probably looks like he's going to be spending a lot of time at the Packers facilities. He might be a professional scout, you know, the type of guy who's checking out the personnel among professional football players, scouting other teams, and you know, there's a difference there. And you know, sometimes you really got to look at this closely to understand the difference between the personnel department. Of course, there's the college scouts who are just continually looking at college football players, But then there's guys, and this is what Reggie McKenzie did before he became general manager of the Oakland Raiders. The professional analyst who is scouting other football teams and doing things like when guys get cut in the NFL, you know, do the Packers want to consider them? Do they want to pick them up off waivers? Do they want to bring them in for a tryout? Things like that. Guys who are already playing in the NFL. So that's what Alonzo Highsmith may be doing now. Although I'm sure he'll stay involved somewhat. These guys do, you know, stay involved in the college scouting process. Maybe not to the biggest extent as they did before. But yes, John Rahor says he'll always remember Highsmith as a member of the Oilers. Yeah, he was a big part of those teams with Warren Moon, wasn't he? Didn't Alonzo Highsmith play in a Tecmo Super Bowl? Was he on that roster for, during the NES period of what was that, the late 80s, early 90s? I think so. But anyway, now getting promoted by the Packers, at least reportedly by Adam Kaplan of the SidelineView.com. So Alonzo Highsmith being promoted. Other news, there was a nice feature story in each of the major newspapers that cover the Packers this past weekend. One in the Green Bay Press Gazette by Rob Domofsky about the Packers' first-round draft choice, Nick Perry, interviewed his high school and youth football coaches. So, yeah, getting to know Nick Perry a little bit as he was when he was younger and what his coaches thought of him. And they had nothing but good things to say about him. They saw talent in him at a young age, even in youth football. It's really interesting. I mean, they're talking like Pop Warner age, I think. Rob Domofsky called us Pop Warner football coach. And you know, even that coach thinking that he had a chance to play in the NFL back then just based upon how talented he was. So interesting to get that perspective. And then Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel interviewing new Packers undrafted free agent USC running back Mark Tyler. Probably the biggest name the Packers selected in undrafted free agency, just because, you know, he was the starting running back for USC, you know, coming from a big name program that has churned out some pretty good running backs over the years, Heisman Trophy winning running backs like O.J. Simpson and Marcus Allen, or, you know, I don't think Marcus Allen won the Heisman Trophy, but putting out big name running backs. And Jamie Jors here, our live blog director, hearing USC and Packers together makes my heart sing. Jamie, a alum of USC, so likes to hear that. But Mark Tyler, though, definitely big time talented guy. The bloodlines are there. Here we are talking about the Kentucky Derby this week. Appropriate time to talk about bloodlines is it's frequently analyzed in horse racing, who their sires are and what, you know, the mothers and fathers and grandfathers and lineage of horses are. To be talking about this with the Packers now, and Mark Tyler, the son of former NFL All-Pro running back Wendell Tyler. And again, this is a long time ago. We're talking 70s, 80s here. But good to read about that. And Mark Tyler having a troubled time at USC, having several issues involved with alcohol. Perhaps you have heard about the time he appeared on TMZ talking about how USC football players jokingly get paid more than NFL players. And it's actually a pretty hilarious joke, but it probably didn't come at a time that was a joking matter when he was drinking. You're in college and he's had issues with drinking before and getting in trouble with drinking, and that makes it a little bit less funny, quite a bit less. And so having some issues to overcome. But you know what? For a person like that, if he's truly committed to getting over these issues, if he's truly being changed and maturing a bit, and you know that can happen quite a bit to any person in their post-college years, that you know, a change of scenery might be the best thing for a Mark Tyler. You know, getting out of USC, getting out of the Los Angeles area, the big city, and coming to a small town like Green Bay. And not that it's just a big town, small town thing. A change of scenery for anyone, you know, getting out of a city, any city, and getting to a new one might just be the right thing for that person. Getting a fresh start, getting a new team, new people to be around, being forced to make new friends, recommitting yourself to your job, it could be a good, very good thing for Mark Tyler, and maybe he's got a chance with the Packers. There's an opportunity there with the Packers not bringing Ryan Grant back, the veteran running back who's a free agent. At least the Packers haven't brought him back yet. Ryan Grant is still currently a free agent. And apparently the Detroit Lions have interest, and he'll be making a visit there. And you know, if the Packers haven't signed Ryan Grant by now, I don't think they will. But a door being open for Mark Tyler. I mean, he has competition. All the guys currently on the roster, the veterans, James Starks, Brandon Sane, Alex Green, in addition to a couple other undrafted free agents they signed, like Dwayne Bennett from the University of Minnesota. Yeah, you know, there's going to be competitions for jobs there. Nobody's got one sealed and wrapped up, except maybe James Starks. I think it's a pretty good bet that he'll have a job with the Packers. But the others, fighting for roster spots. Colleen comments on the live blog, not the first person to drink too much in college and say something stupid. Yeah, not by a long shot. That's happened to many people, myself included. And if anybody is being honest out there, probably themselves included as well. So it happens to the best of us. And you just hope they mature, anybody does, sooner rather than later. So good articles this past weekend, good reading on the Green Bay Packers and some of the newest players joining the team. And again here, getting close to the time when these rookies will be coming to Green Bay. Think they'll be traveling to Green Bay on Thursday and ready to practice Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Rookie orientation camp. And again, it's called orientation for a reason. Especially for the draft choices who stand a good chance of making the team, you know, it's all about getting acclimated to Green Bay and you know, what it's like to be a professional football player and things like that. The practices they do, are probably not intense as they would be during training camp, for example. You know, just starting to learn, get the basics of the offense, probably the terminology they're learning. Every year they do this rookie orientation camp. There's always this, they let the media in, and there's always photos, I notice, of every player carrying the football. Even the defensive players, and the offensive linemen, the defensive linemen. You watch this weekend in the Green Bay Press Gazette, they're going to have a photo gallery of the offensive and defensive linemen. I mean, all the players, carrying the football. I don't know what it is, just this rookie orientation camp. Maybe they just want to see what the Packers want to see what they have on their hands and see what kind of athletes these guys are and if they can hang on to the football or, you know, if you're a defensive player, if you happen to get a fumble or an interception, can they hang on to the ball? I don't know. But it's always funny. Every year you see that out of these guys who would normally never be touching the football. to see this picture of them carrying it in their arms, you know, like it's just an odd sight, especially with the guys who play in the trenches. So, but some to look forward to. Nothing too serious this weekend that you're going to glean from, but you know, the first opportunity to be seeing the rookies with the Packers and you know, getting them acclimated to Green Bay, and that's a good thing, especially for these guys who are expected to play large roles, like Nick Perry, like Jarrell Worthy, like even Casey Hayward, and who knows, maybe more. You know, what you would certainly love if any other rookies would play, are deserving of playing large roles, and kind of the type of guys who come out of nowhere and help the team this year. We're all rooting for them all, and hopefully they rise to the occasion. But that's going to do it this morning, folks, for Railbird Central. It's 9 o'clock. I'm going to be signing off here. Make sure to tune into the Bill Michaels Sports. I'm going to be appearing on Bill Michaels Sports at 10:30 a.m. this morning, talking about amateur baseball in Wisconsin, town team baseball in Wisconsin, in my new book, It's Just a Game. So stay tuned for that, and I'll see you later, folks. Have a good week. Have a happy Monday. We'll see you right back here on Wednesday morning on RailbirdCentral.com. On behalf of John Rahor, Jamie Jors, I'm Brian Caribou. I leave you with a song today called Ocean Billy by Humphreys McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. See everyone. Go Pack, go.